taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Expanding reality.
Welcome to part two of the Sharecast. If you are catching this on the Expanding Reality feed thinking we have a new episode out, you are correct, but this is part two of that new episode. Check the show description down there for part one. We're doing the Sharecast thing. It's very cool. Part one is on Rebunk's feed. Part two is over here on Expanding Reality. So if you are here for the part two, then just continue to listen. I'm going to get out of your way. All the stuff is linked down in the show description, as well as make sure to check out the Afterthought. Great way to support your favorite shows here. But without any further ado, let's kick off part two here of this amazing Sharecast with Scott Armstrong and Brandon Thomas.
You know, it's like, it's just so interesting, man. Like, I just, obviously, like, people are looking at it all through the lens of like whatever's going on politically, you know what I mean? It's like, oh geez. So it's like, I was like, oh my God, where do I even go with this? I don't want to, but basically it's just like, you know, I'm trying to get to a point where none of that even affects me, dude. Like, I don't care who's in office. Like, I was like, you know, in a few ways, like, I think it might've even been better to have Kamala in there, dude. Like, honestly, because for the last 4 years, like, all of my friends and us have just like been just rallying, you know, been very opposed to whatever the government wants to do. It's like, the government's going to do this. And we're like, no, the government's going to do that. We're like, nope, not going to happen. The government's like, we're going to do this. We're like, fuck no. You know what I mean? Like, nothing. They're not going to get away with anything. Nope. Can't do anything. And so they really didn't do anything. In fact, there was like a lot of stuff that went our way, right? And then I just knew, I knew as soon as Trump got in, and all those people that were all the freedom people that really value freedom, you know, they're immediately going to just like bow down, get on their knees and worship the government again. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. And they're starting to see that a little bit, to the point where it's like, you know, they can literally do whatever they want right now. And there's not a single freedom person that will oppose anything the government does. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, don't forget that it's the government, dude. And they're what they want and their values and these billion, all of their beliefs are completely in opposition to ours. And they might put on a front. I'm rooting them on. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. But at the same time, it's like, you guys, like, they just want. And so I was like, let's get Kamala in there. And then all of us will just, like, every single thing they do, will be like, no, fuck you. No, fuck you. And the government won't be able to do a damn thing. So anyway, so that was my only argument. Like, the accelerationist approach, so we could get like a true fascist in there in 2028. No, I'm just kidding. but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, so, but then I will say the converse of that is that, like, during Biden last 4 years, I've never crushed or leveled up as hard as I ever have in my entire life under Biden. So, like, I know a lot of people had a hard time and I'm sympathetic to that, but like, man, I crushed so hard. I loved it, dude. I'm like, so what I want, and what my goal is to make it so that I don't care who's in office, dude. If it's Trump, if it's Biden, if it's Kamala, that shouldn't bear any impact on like what I'm doing with my life, how successful I'm going to be, and insulating myself from that as much as possible through community. I got a really solid community here in Tennessee through resilience, entrepreneurship, all that stuff. So anyway, I don't know. That's my diatribe. Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful. So what's, you know, so let's level that up, because that's what your interest is as well, as leveling up freedom, right? And being to where it doesn't matter who's in office. So the first step for that would be to realize that whoever's in office is a puppet, so that the organization behind the scenes that still has everyone who is considered a U.S. citizen in chains keeps them in chains. And Scott, I've really gotten to this. And I think this is what you and I connected the most on Union Over was, is my little rant about sovereignty and how I'm no longer a U.S. citizen. I'm a national, and I feel wonderful about that. I've declared my status change. I've done a revocation of election. I've done a lot of things, and I'm continuing the process. Now we're moving into trusts. I'm in a trust group that I absolutely adore and love, and we're learning all sorts of shit. I just sent my remedy letter off for my car claiming that the contract was fraud, because it is. And I know that, and I know how this works now. And so honestly, I think that this is where the true empowerment lies. I think that all of the bread and circus, aliens, flat earth, round earth, any of it, all of it has to do with you not figuring this out and not picking up a copy of the Constitution and looking at it. So on that point, you know, to, again, a big spiritual level, have you ever heard of the soul trap idea?
Like,
the,
I think so. I've heard of the concept, but I need it to be disambiguated a little bit.
Okay. Do you want to chat about it just a sec?
Sure. Let's do it. Hit me with it.
Okay. Because one of the interesting things about this concept is that, you know, let's say that this place is intentionally made. Okay. And it doesn't matter God or whatever. And I'm not saying that whenever I've shown you the model, which obviously I'm air quotes trapped in with you guys, that I think that some God made it to punish me or to treat me some way or to do anything like that. I think there are a variety of philosophical ideas we can go on without needing to be governed harder daddy. Does that make sense?
Of course.
Okay. And in that freedom and being able just to simply question those things, you can step back and blending a little bit of the spirituality and esoteric with these concepts. It's important to also see this is spiritual war at its core, dude. It's a physical facing war, but the spiritualism is that it's a perception management campaign. And by seeing it that way, you can see that anything that's being said out there, the dangling keys, the little, like you would with a toddler, hey, look over here. Hey, look over here. They're red and blue keys, but you're just infatuated with it. That is the distraction from them going, hey, you've actually signed up and participated. You, every time you fill out a birth certificate for your kid, you're registering them with the state. That's why CPS has access to them, because you don't have them. They're not yours. You're just taking care of them on behalf of the state. We don't know what money actually is, and that the government's actually been broke. This is why it's hilarious what everybody's up in arms about, oh, Trump's going to storm Fort Knox. He's going to go. Yeah. Roosevelt told you in 33 with HJR House Joint Resolution 192. The gold's gone, folks, but there is something called lawful money, and you can really empower yourself with it. I encourage everybody to look up 12 USC 411 and just start there. So there's a lot of ways that you can actually really empower yourself here. And the government, by the way, government just in Latin, do you know what the Latin word for government
mind
is?
Mind control. Yeah.
Which again brings me back to my point. It's a perception management campaign.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's ran by a mafia. So, but that mafia only has power as long as they're empowered. And so the way that I sort of see the two things going on here is one of them is an amazing opportunity to, number one, see what you're not. And number two, to stand up against it, right? Bullies only exist because victims exist. And if anybody's sitting there saying victim, then a bully's got to exist to fill the void of you being a victim constantly. And if you think the world's against you, then it's going to be because you've declared it needs to be there. There's a fascinating turn when you really start to look at this stuff to where you say that, look, the agency is out here like the IRS. I've never been in more communication with the IRS now that I've done my revocation of election. I've been ordering forms. I'm ordering 1099s, 8281s, like all this shit, because I know what I'm, you know, doing and know how to use this shit now. And now they work with me and for me. It's not you're not subservient to them unless you are, and you don't know your laws and your rights. You don't have access to them if you don't know what they are. So again, the whole point here is to not, in my mind, focus on the shit going on, because it's there so that you don't see how to empower yourself by doing this shit right here. And this is where the community comes in, man. I mean, there's stuff that we have going on, Scott, that I can't talk about in public. We there's not a public forum for it. We've signed NDAs on some things. It's stuff that is remaining in the shadows for a reason, but it's for everybody's benefit, you know, not some nefarious sort of secret society. We're figuring out how the secret society works and undoing it from within, working within it. So it's, I don't know how to explain it other than that it's the most empowering thing I've ever done. It's learning a completely new language, but this is the language being put on you constantly that people are just speaking that they don't understand. They don't get what the words mean when they say them. And so they continue to just build up these characters in reality that don't need to be there anymore. And that's what this, that's what apocalypse means. It means a revealing. It means an awakening. Yeah. And so this is like the They Live where the fucking Transformers came down and you can see them for what they are. Oh, they're distraction agents here. So you don't figure out that you can empower yourself. And then they wither away and die. Like what I did with my revocation of election means I no longer pay income tax. Now, does that mean I'm not a taxpayer? No, of course not. There's indirect tax that you pay with your sales tax, which is not constitutional, by the way, but it's only supposed to be for small federal zones. They just made it for the whole states. So it's silly. But also your gas goes to road tax as well as your property tax goes to education, which I'd rather not participate in, but we do. So there are plenty of things. What my income tax doesn't do is go to fund wars and adrenochrome experiments and trafficking and cartels and shit like that. That's what I'm starving whenever I take my income tax away from them. If you look up the tax code on it, it's classified as a 5, which is a gift tax. You're giving it to them and they tell you this openly. You just have to know how to read it. Again, this is how you empower yourself, man. I don't think that watching news and saying, here's how we're being fucked, guys, get meals ready to eat and all that shit. I mean, maybe, but I also see this place at a level of, this is how you beat the soul trap. This place is tough. It's fucking hard, man. And it's hard for a reason, because you have big work to do here. But if you're hearing my voice and Scott's voice here, then you obviously resonate at this and you're here to heed the call and you're ready for it. So get the fuck out of this place, man. Don't come back here.
Yeah, I got to get you in touch with my buddy Corbett. He's deep diving down this whole, not James Corbett, his first name's Corbett, but he's deep diving down this. He's constantly sending me stuff, and it's like, it's funny because it's like I see how much time and investment it's going to be. It's like, okay, it's like cognitive dissonance where it's like, I know that there's a lot of truth here and I know this is a great solution. Like if I want to be solution oriented, which I try to be at all times, but I'm just like, I just don't have time to deal with this right now.
All right, look,
and it's apathy. Apathy.
I hear you.
I just want to be a good citizen and just fall in line. And here's the other thing about it too, for me, and we talked about this a little bit on the Union of the One, is that like, you know, I was talking about how as a drug and alcohol counselor, that was born out of my decision to stop using drugs and alcohol. And there was a time in my life where I was not a good guy and I got a lot in trouble with the law and I was in court going to jail all the time. I went to prison, dude. I did 14 months in prison on some bullshit. Well, bullshit that I did. You know what I mean? Like I have been through the criminal justice system to an immense degree for a very long time. And I'd have like just such an aversion to deal with. I'm like, I don't want, like, I'll just be a good citizen. I'll just toe the line. No problem at all. I don't want to have to ever sit in the back of a cop car ever again. Cause I've ran from the cops. I've had guns pointed at me. It was a wild time in my life and I'm never going back. And so that's where I'm at. I'm like,
I've been in cop cars. I've been to jail. Yeah. I've done the thing, not prison, but jail, and done that. I don't fear that. And, you know, there are steps again that I'm taking that I'm comfortable with, right? There are so many facets to this. But within that scope comes your freedom, man, because as a citizen, you're actually under their jurisdiction. That's why they can do that to you, because you're technically an employee of their game. And so their game has foot soldiers and they can do whatever they want to you. When you do what I did, and I tell them clearly, look, I'm not playing your game. I'm unsubscribing from this very clearly. Like you write an affidavit, you do the whole thing, get it notarized. It's beautiful. When you do that, that lets them know I'm not playing that game anymore. Now, in fact, if I ever get pulled over, which I plan to be the most boring sovereign person ever, if I ever get pulled over, I will hand them my passport card, which says that I'm a national. He will go run it and a black screen will pop up with red writing that reads, do not detain. And he will need to come back and hand me that thing and walk off. The reason is because what he's pulling me over for, there's no crime being committed. There's no crime being committed. It's a city ordinance violation. It's a statute. And that's statute law is bullshit. It's not common law. And so that's part of the corporate US, right? It's not the real United States of America, which is very different. So the United States is a corporation, and that's the thing that you have told them that you are signed up as a citizen of. And number one, it's not accurate. You have to tell them that you are by continuing to check a box because you have to volunteer to be a citizen because there are strict credentials to be considered a citizen automatically, and you don't fall into those categories, Scott. You have to keep choosing to write that. And yeah. Now actually under penalty of perjury, you got to continue to write it.
Yeah.
Because you don't qualify, right? Do you work for the federal government?
No, not at all.
Do you live in Washington, D.C.?
Nope.
Or Puerto Rico?
No.
Then you are choosing to say you are a United States citizen. You're technically not.
Very interesting. Very
what interesting. Defines it.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, I get it, dude. I get it, and I love it, and I support it.
It's fucking crazy, and I will say this, because it is daunting. We have a study group that we meet every Friday. I've formed a study group for this just because I'm a fucking nerd, and I love this. I want to shout out Tim, Emily, and Sammy, who is in our study group. We also are joined by one of our mentors, Joe Lustica. And really, the honest truth is go to Rumble, type in Joe Lustica, Lustica, and go start with his Rumble. Just watch a video a day. That's it. Replace some scrolling with one of his 11-minute videos a day. And that's it.
There you go.
He has some long fucking ones. Start with your revocation of election. Learn what the 14th Amendment did to this country and learn what your citizenship actually is. I'm telling you, start to empower yourself. Now, I will also say this. I got exposed to and was burned out by, came back to and burned out by this information several times for 2 years before I made any moves at all. Okay. And I still feel like I have a great understanding of my next steps, but am craving more knowledge and more confidence with it. So this isn't a quick thing. This isn't something that you just go, oh, thank God that's over, and then move on. You know, Gauthier said freedom is an active sport, and it absolutely is. So, But once you get in this, man, you start speaking the language. It becomes easy. Get burnt out by it. Take a break for a little while. You're not crushed. You didn't do anything wrong. Everyone does. And then come back to it.
Yeah. That's amazing, dude. Yeah. Just start down the path. Yeah. And I've got a lot of resources. You know, he sends me a lot of stuff I think I made this joke on Union where it's like, he sends me all this crap and I'm like, bro, I'll get to it eventually. You know what you're really making?
It's so much.
You're making
our
me
chats.
What?
I can't keep up with either.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm just like, I just tell him, I'm like, bro, you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to join the police academy right now. I'm going to go become a police officer. like, you're pushing me in the opposite direction, dude. I'm joining the academy. I'll send him a screenshot of like the Metro Nashville Police Department application. I'm like, hey, I'm filling this out right now, dude. I'm like, I'm going all the way. I'm going to be driving around looking for those traveler license plates. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, I can't wait. I'm going to be dragging you guys out into the ditch and just beating you
breaking
in your
the law immediately.
Sovereign. Yeah, I'm just going to be breaking your sovereign legs in the ditch. And that's how it's going to be. You know, but you see that, you know, that's another hang up I have with it. It's like, what's to stop these scumbag police officers that are just like, oh, look, another one of these guys. Let's drag him out in the freaking woods and put a gun in his mouth and teach him a lesson. And then just set him free.
as a non-citizen national, you are treated as a foreign diplomat, meaning that the stakes for violating your sovereignty, which is any of your rights, which is your right to travel, your right to freedom of travel, your right to property, if they detain you in any way, that's your right to freedom of travel and property. They're your property. They detain. All of these things apply. Now, if you ever do need to go to court, you could charge them $250,000 for a special appearance fee and let them know that you're not to be fucked with anymore. So you do this one time, if it ever makes it to court, by the way, because this is why cops can't fuck with you, because what you're doing is exposing the citizenship game. And then eventually you're going to get to the money game. And once you get there, they're all fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's true.
The key here is to get over the fear of it, because I get it, dude. I'm telling you, I've been doing this and I still feel like I'm fucking novice. I still feel so young at it, man. And that but the confidence is coming along, and it really is. I see this now for what it is. But just turn around and face it. You're all strong enough. And again, we're in a trusted community. We're in a group of people that support each other for all the small things.
Yeah. And I think really, you know, that's a big part of it too, is like, we have to, you know, stand up together. Like, it's like, we've seen so much about how the establishment, like, it's like when one nail sticks up a little too high above the crowd, it gets smashed down. You know what I mean? And so it's like, if all the nails start to come out at the same time, then, you know, they're going to have a more difficult time. So yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts around there? Like, being a centralized, coordinated movement around this sort of thing? Like, what if, like, as I've always thought that too, like, I think I've heard Max Egan talk about like the days of non-compliance, where it's like, you just, nobody participates in the economy, or like Catherine Austin Fitz talks about how it's like, you know, certain days, like, everyone just uses cash, no credits whatever. Or like, you know, one day, like nobody buys gas. Like literally we have all the power. Like if we just like stop participating in the economy for like 3 days, like everybody in America, like the whole system would be like, they would be on their knees begging us when we would get it, you know? So it's like, how do we coordinate a massive, like centralized movement of like, you know, non-compliance or, you know, just moving the ball down the field towards actual freedom?
One of the first things I would say is if you're so invested in the political system, 70% of local elections go uncontested. So if you really want to make a difference, get your ass up and go sit in the city council seat. Okay. But beyond that, I also, though, don't recommend that. That whole thing is burning to the ground and it's riddled again because now you're entering statute territory. What you really want to do is to get into common law. And that's where trusts is. This is God's law, guys. This is in the Bible. This supersedes all the shit that the banks have done and all the statutes and all the nonsense, right? Because when you go into a courtroom and you see the flag with the gold fringe around it, that's maritime law. That's you being treated as property. That's all births happen in a birth canal. The Panama Canal is technically where all babies are from because it's a birth canal. It's where the ships come in. It's all, go listen to your Jordan Maxwell's. This is all very true. Banks control a currency and all currency is people's energy and your breath, your life force energy and your faith in that currency is what it is. So whenever you say, let's only use cash, that's still in my mind, a debt-based currency. I would say only use lawful money, which has no debt base, anything to it whatsoever, and get the FRNs, the Federal Reserve notes, completely out of there because that's a private system that has nothing to do with the US. It's a private corporation. And all of the use of that currency comes at debt, which is why it's an issue. And you can never get out of debt. So the point is here is to abandon that system. Recognize what happened in 33. Abandon that system. Get your power back by declaring yourself not a citizen of this bullshit corporation. And then get the fuck out of it. And then figure your banking out. This is really where the focus is. Now, the answer, honestly, at a spiritual level, man, is you can't rely on... Okay. Have you ever heard the Da Vinci quote that there are three classes of people, three types of people in the realm?
Remind me.
Those who can see... Those who can see when shown and those who don't see. Okay. So let's think about this last category. Okay. Cause you and I are in the category of can see. And at one time we could see when shown and then now we can see. Right.
Yeah.
So there are some people you can talk to and those people are going to ask you, by the way, they're not looking to be yelled at. They're going to ask you and they can be seen when shown. Then there are people who don't see. This don't see finger over here is about 80% of the population. Okay. Yeah. So if you have a massive percent of just, let's say what it is, folks, NPCs running around this place that are on an algorithm that cannot be broken by reasoning, logic, pointing anything out, you can't introduce large ideas to small minds, the whole thing. If you've got 80% of people that you're trying to rally against a government that's controlling 80% of those people, then this is why people get frustrated whenever it comes to staging mass events and them falling short, is because you're talking about 80% of people that aren't going to do this. And then maybe a few of the others that haven't been unlocked in the right way because there's no connection to community for them to empower themselves with against the 80%. Now, where this really, where the rubber meets the road on this, man, and I'm grateful that you brought up the nails thing, is there's a quote by a guy named Richard Rose. Howdy Minkowski quotes him in one of his books. And he says, I'm not interested in fixing flat tires. I'm interested in getting the nails off of the highway. And this is it. Okay. This is what we're talking about here. Watching the news and yelling about politics is fixing flat tires because they're going to constantly come by and puncture your tires because they're throwing nails out. What we're doing and with sovereignty and forming communities and not relying on a massive thing like that without building community would be actually picking nails up off the highway. This is all of us organizing to go on a stretch of road and saying no tires are going to be flat today because we're removing the obstacles that would do so here. And what that consists of is you pulling your energy from it, you unsubscribing from the fucking mind control government. That's there. They're telling you what they are. Governmentate, mind control.
Yep.
Just
yep.
unsubscribe from it, guys.
Totally. Okay. Well, I need to do some more investigating into it. I mean, it's on my to-do list.
We all do.
You know what I mean? But it's like taking that initial first step. Yeah. And maybe I'll check out those 11-minute videos and we'll just kind of
Rumble. I'm telling you, Joe's Rumble, it's all free. It's amazing. It's palatable. And it'll get the wheels turning. But again, be overwhelmed by it. You're learning. Okay. You're not only learning Portuguese, you're learning the economic structure, political structure, and secret esoteric knowledge about Portuguese in a foreign language as you're doing so. This is the approach and mindset you should have. But by doing that, you free yourself from all this fucking bullshit, dude. It's insane.
Okay. All right.
And I'm here for you, dude. We're a massive supportive community that wants everyone to succeed in this. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome.
That's how you free the motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you want to take a little break and do an afterthought for the folks?
Sure. We'll do that. That sounds good.
Let's do it. All right, cool. Well, okay. Again, do you want to sign us out here and then I'll, you know.
Yeah. So you guys, of course, Rebunked Records, rebunked.news, come join the, let's see. So this is the subscriber only. So make sure you go join Brandon, your Patreon, right?
Yeah.
So Patreon, go join Expanding Brandon's Reality. Expanding Reality Patreon. It'll be over at my rebunked.substack.com over on Substack. And thank you guys for hanging out, tuning in. And just keep on crushing. Brandon.
Badass, man. Well, thank you so much. This has been amazing. We'll do another one of these. And again, guys, all the ways to find us, link down in the show description. Let me ask you, so before we get it going here, you'll give us the final word here, man. What gets you out of bed every single day and keeps you moving, brother?
Oh, boy. Just, this little one right here. It's so funny. She knows when I'm wrapping up a podcast.
Mine too. I was going to say, did you see mine walk around?
Yeah.
She does the same thing.
There's Margo. So she hears me. Saying, "All right, well, hey, nice to meet you." And then she's like, "Oh, that means we get to play." Anyway, no, Margo's awesome, but like, I don't know, man. I feel like I just have so much exciting, fun, amazing stuff going on right now that I wake up just hungry every day, dude, just for like, I just love it. I give a prayer of gratitude and I just, you know, take the day on whatever it brings. Each day is a little bit different, you know. Some days I'm building the deck, some days I'm editing music videos, you know what I mean? But it's just like, I'm just so grateful and blessed right now. And so I would say, okay, so therefore, what keeps me going is just being in a constant state of gratitude. Like just being grateful for what I have, like, and even on shitty days, like, I just went through a really devastating breakup type situation, but through it, it brought me closer to God, dude. Like, I was given a very powerful choice, and oh my gosh, it was amazing. So, like, I feel like I was, you know, again, delivered to an amazing spot. And so, even through hard times, the gratitude I can extract from it is just, it just keeps me going, man. It really, truly does. And that's probably my biggest motivator is just constant state of gratitude. And then the blessings just keep coming. The blessings just keep coming, dude. It's amazing.
I just want to take a moment here and thank Scott Armstrong for being such a badass and a co-host for this ShareCast experience. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you liked it, request other favorite shows of yours to do similar things. I'm sure that they'd all take you up on this. And if they need a formulaic outcome, just tell them to call us. We'll be able to walk them through it. But I wanted to thank you all again for your participation in this. What a cool thing. Feel free to join us, audience and new audience, for our hangouts. You can do so in the Patreon link down below. It's also where you can find Scott and I's afterthought. We still have more of this conversation, guys. So down there in the links for the description, not only can you find both hosts and where they're at, there we are, but also you can find the way to support your favorite shows that is easily available and really just an amazing thing to do. We appreciate your support. So check out the afterthought down there. Sending you guys off with some parting words to please continue to keep your wits about you. Don't worry if you lose your shit. It's all good. Just put it back in a bag, get it together, gather it up, and keep moving forward. Get out of the left-hand lane if you've got somebody behind you wanting to pass. Pick up a piece of litter in this realm, blowing around if you see it. But above all and anything else, go out into this beautiful, beautiful place we call home for now and just be good to one another. Thank you so much for watching, listening, subscribing. We'll see you next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.